caution is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, Drew, I can barely hear you.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's better.
Well, actually, if I could just barely hear you, it would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't life be grand?
So, tonight.
Well, I'm over here in Las Vegas. Drew's back in L.A. We have the cast from Not Another Teen Movie, but I don't know who all is there from the cast.
Got it all here. We got Kyler Lee, who plays Janie Briggs. Kyler.
Hello.
We have Chris Evans, who's Jake Weiler.
Hi.
And we've got our buddy Ron Lester. Reggie Ray.
Oh, yes.
What's up, baby?
I swear to God, Adam, you would not recognize Ron.
Actually, I'm going to be in Vegas as of tonight. I'm driving to Vegas when I leave your show tonight.
You have to wear it's like your name tag on your chest, because he will not recognize
Adam, you. I'm at the Hard Rock, man. You gotta see me, man.
Oh, I'll be down on the strip next to the Jumbo Hot Dogs and the Nickel Heinekens.
Oh, you'll be watching the Big Water show, right?
Yeah. No, you know, I was watching MTV before I left the hotel this evening to come to the show, and I saw the cast of Not Another Teen Movie there, and when I saw Ron, I just saw him and said, I know that dude. but from where? Like, I thought, maybe I went to high school with that dude.
You mean Ron as he is now in his current body?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ron, how much weight have you dropped?
268 pounds.
Is that phenomenal? Yeah, that's huge.
So,
huge.
Jesus Christ.
Remember the good old days? Remember when we first started coming on your show, man? Remember driving you home?
Yeah. Best hand job I ever got. No, Ron.
I am
Ron
that was, good. Yeah.
Ron was great because Ron drove like an expedition or a Hummer or something, and he was still packing his ass into a 5,000-pound automobile.
No, it's true. I couldn't buckle the seatbelt, remember?
Whatever, yeah, but Ron. You didn't need to. Where were you going? you weren't going to make it through the windshield.
Drew was like, Adam was like hanging on to me, like we go to stop. He's like, going, whoa, hanging on to me, like I'm the airbag, you know.
So. I remember by this point in the show, he'd be breathing heavy and sweating, face get all red.
Well, that's just because Adam made me all, you know, moist,
hot and bothered.
So.
Right.
Well, something hasn't changed about him.
Hey, by the way, Adam, you know who's with me right now?
Who?
Bethany.
Oh, your woman?
My baby, dude.
He wouldn't let her out of his sight. She's sitting here in the studio with us.
He is so in love.
Yeah.
She's anxious to talk to you, man.
It is sickening how in love he is. And Drew, remember when they left last time, you said you'd give it 10 minutes? And I said no. No, they're in love.
That's why Adam's my true friend.
Your real buddy.
I'll pay you
that's
later, man.
Right. All right, let's plug this movie and take some calls.
Yeah, it looks real funny. So you play.
I play
Janie Briggs.
Yes, he's Janie.
Oh, Janie.
Yeah,
Wait, you're Janie. You're Jake. Yeah. Jake Weiler.
Jake. That's right.
Where's the promotional stuff here? It's sort of like he's the popular jock.
Right.
And Janie is Kyler is the pretty ugly girl.
Works out nicely, huh?
And I'm the stupid fat guy.
You're not fat anymore.
You're not fat.
Sorry, why should we go see this film?
Because we bring back TNA and toilet humor in a big way, and the movie's wrong, and I've never been more proud of being part of it. And
really?
I just, dude.
It's another Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Classic.
Hell yeah. And that's all I gotta say.
And Kyler's hot in it. And
Our buddy Jamie Presley's in it.
Jamie. Dude, we love Jamie. And by the way, folks who don't know this, you gotta go see the movie. Chris has a banana in the tailpipe. I won't say anything else, but
and what a banana it was.
Yeah. It wiggled.
And all out this Friday?
Tomorrow, baby.
Tomorrow. That's right. It's Thursday.
As opposed to Friday.
Forgot about that. All right, tomorrow.
Randy Quaid's in this thing?
Yes.
Amazing. Great guy.
Very, very nice guy.
Hysterical guy. Hysterical.
Where did you shoot the movie?
Oh, everywhere. We were in Monrovia. We were in Long Beach. We did CBS Radford. We did a part in. Yep. We were everywhere.
Actually had a studio, a whole section of a studio built at the CBS Radford.
Yes,
So
we did.
Drew?
Oh yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Dude, oh <my God. laughs> where were you?
You did what?
is your mic working? Hang on.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there we go. That's
Chris is just really quiet.
Yeah. You ready to rock and roll with some calls?
All right, let's go do it. Here we go. Where are you guys from originally? Where are you
Miami.
Miami.
Boston.
Boston.
Atlanta. Beantown.
Right in Boston? Or
well, see, it sounds much tougher to say Boston.
Or Brookline or something?
A suburb.
Which one?
Not even cool enough to say Brooklyn. Sudbury.
Sudbury.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I did a movie called Massholes once in a...
Massholes. Yeah, Adam.
Milo.
Adam.
It was Milo, yeah.
Milo.
You got to talk to Milo, too. Milo is another actor.
What's up, Milo?
I got kicked out. I got kicked off this film.
Hey, man, Adam.
What?
There's a new word for you there. You got that?
Masshole?
Masshole.
Masshole.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a good one.
All right, Jenna's 22. Jenna.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I had a baby 8 weeks ago, and I had the Lokia for 3 weeks, and at my four-week checkup, it was fine, and they gave me a depo shot.
It's meaning stuff still coming out of her, basically.
Lokia?
Yeah. Lokia.
It's not a phone?
Oh. No, that's Nokia.
No.
What's coming out, Dro?
Fluid. Just left over.
You don't have a period for 9 months, but then you just bleed for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's just
It's just the uterine lining healing.
Mm. Yeah, whatever. It sucks.
And so three weeks of that, and then?
And then I had a depo shot at 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And first of all, I don't know much about depo and what the side effects are,
Well, the typical side effect is bleeding for like 3 months. So the Lokia is going to turn into blood.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks later, I started what I just figured was my first period.
Hang on 1 second. Adam, is that you breathing?
Huh?
Or is
he
eating
a hot dog?
Or is she got a pet pig?
Yeah, no, I hear something, too, but it could be me breathing. Right. I do have a cold.
All right. So, Janice, you're going to be bleeding for a while. And then what happens after about 3 months is you lose your period altogether. From then on, yeah. You stop bleeding. So you sort of,
no matter how many more depo shots I get?
So long as you're on the... It tends to... Yeah, well, sometimes it comes back after a few cycles, but usually you don't have periods. I mean, the other thing is, it's a great contraceptive. I have few concerns with it because women get it without exactly the situation here where people don't discuss with you what the side effects are.
No, I had no idea. I just thought my period was lasting 16
years. Yeah, and the other thing that will happen is you can get a little depressed, so it can affect your mood, and it can also affect your sex drive. Some women, the sex drive sort of shut down by depo provera, so just kind of watch out for those things.
Yeah, we're okay.
Hey, by the way, congratulations on having the baby.
Hey, yeah. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right.
Is the Lokia dried up now?
It's turned to blood, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need birth control if you're bleeding for 3 months.
I am so glad I'm a guy.
Shoot. Yeah, every once in a while we spray paint the toilet. That's about it. You know, but you know.
Well, you should be. It's good times to have a baby, but the process sucks.
All right, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye bye. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Here is Mike, who's 22. Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Mike? Mike's from Atlanta, Ron.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, baby.
Whereabouts?
Downtown Atlanta.
Okay, nice. I'm from Kansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool. Rock on, brother.
I was over there a couple weeks ago. Went to the Carter Center. What a great thing.
Dude.
Yeah, that's a pretty good place, man.
You know what? And he's a great guy, too, Jimmy Carter.
I met her, who was just
Miss Carter.
Impressive.
We were with me and Bethany. We actually spent Easter with the Carters.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, they're very special people.
All right, Mike, what's up?
Hold on. You spent what with the Carters?
Right? Me and Bethany went home for Easter. Hey, you know, that's the first time she ever met my mom, and I took her home, and we ended up going to, we went down to Plains, Georgia, and went to church, believe it or not, and spent Easter with Jimmy Carter.
Well, Adam doesn't doubt that's the sequence. He wants to know how the F that happened.
Yeah. What were you doing, building houses with him?
No.
What were you doing?
One of my best friends is Jill Stuckey. She married into the Stuckey family, you know, those pecan log things that you buy on the road.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, dude. Oh, so, yeah. And they're like big, you know, Democrats and, you know, they're just, you know, I do a lot of stuff with charity and things like that. So it was the, when we got invited, you know, it was kind of like, we have to go. It's the former president of the United States.
That's cool.
You know, you don't know how much longer he's going to be around. So go for Easter, you know.
It's nice that you cursed him that way, Ron.
Yeah, exactly.
What a blow spot up.
Yeah, he's got 10 minutes. Let's shake his decrepit hand before it falls off.
All right, Mike, what are you calling about?
All right, I got a real quick question for you, man.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm a weirdo or whatever, man. Look, every time I get online, you know, I I just tend to go to porn, man. You know, it's just, it's like there, and it's like millions and millions of pages of porn, man.
I know the free ones.
Oh, really? Me too, brother. I mean, it's crazy. It's so crazy, man. It's just, you know, I catch myself there all the time. You know, I own a business. I run out of my home. And half the time, you know, I get on it, and it's like, go to porn. You know, I mean,
do you have a girlfriend or a wife or anything?
Well, I had a girlfriend, but we just recently broke up.
All right.
But,
well, you know, there is actually a whole sort of discipline developing to help people deal with the compulsions around internet porn. I heard a guy talk the other day who was saying that for people that are sort of sexually compulsive, internet porn is like crack. It's like the crack cocaine. It's the super fuel.
Oh, Lord.
And it can be, you have to kind of get away from it. You have to be abstinent from it because it has momentum.
You just beat off and then get back to work?
I completely agree.
I'm with them. I'm with Adam.
It's like, please hold while, you know, I'll beat off. All right.
Well, just get DSL and you go faster. So,
hey, man, I've got the DSL, man. I've got fast everything, man.
Drew, does your hand actually move faster with DSL? Because I'll look into this now.
Sometimes it makes me wonder, man. Mike,
what are you good for a day? I mean, how many times can you beat off a day?
Well, you know, I kind of limit myself, man. You know, because
limit myself.
No, you do limit yourself. Well, that's a good. That's a sign of
making progress.
Let's look at whether or not you have something that really needs to be treated. Were you sexually abused when you were growing up?
No. I had a good life coming.
That's fine.
Man.
That's fine. Do you have any other addictions?
No, I don't do drugs. I mean, I may drink occasional beer or something.
Is there any alcoholism in your family?
No, huh? It's just, you know, I don't know what it is, man. You know, and it's
listen, we understand what it is. It's arousing. It's very stimulating. It's a hard thing to stop.
But hold on a second. Here's what I can't figure out. Do you look at porn for hours on end and not beat off?
No. Oh, come on now.
Well, that's my point. I mean, just beat off early in the morning, then get to work, and then you do the noon beat off, and then you go back to work. But you do it early.
Okay.
You get it over with.
All right. But you know
see what I mean?
I didn't know if there was, you know, if there's a symptom or anything, you know, I may have or anything like that. I mean, I wasn't abused as a child.
No, I understand that. We didn't know that to begin with, but now we know that. And so you just have sort of a compulsivity with this, and it's like any other addictive, arousing experience. It has momentum.
So is it normal, man?
It's normal, but it can be a problem, obviously, and it's a problem to you. You're less productive. You're taking away from some of your activities, and it's something that you should make an effort to stop. And what I'm telling you is you can't expect it to stop unless you get abstinent, unless you restrict some of the contact with this because it has momentum.
Well, let's face it. You can't work at home because you're walking around in your sweatpants with a boner all day hooked up to the internet. I mean, of course, you're going to just beat yourself to death. They're just going to find you there in a puddle of your own juice.
Oh, my God.
You got to take that computer and put it on the roof or out in the yard or something where the neighbors can see you.
I hear you. Well, listen, y'all keep up the good work, huh?
All right, he's not gonna do it.
Just beat off and get to work.
That just sounds like
maybe
a
he's just
guy.
Good at hooking.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, what guy doesn't enjoy internet porn?
Internet porn's great. I mean, I got no problem with it. But the thing is like, I mean, I not that this is a personal thing, but you know, I have a guy. I have friends who are guys who actually
friends.
Said, you know,
got that? I'm friends.
That. They have, you know, they said, like, you know, they prefer the internet because they can actually sit back and say, you know, I've never actually had great sex.
They prefer internet to what? To the real thing?
Hey.
I guess so.
Some of these guys are sad, dude.
Dude, you beat off?
Well,
who, me?
If the
I'm a man.
If,
yes.
If crack cocaine is the model, then really any human can get some momentum going with it. And so, you know, you have to restrict it. David, 21.
Yeah.
And I wonder what it does to young kids, whether or not it wires them in a way that makes them so highly aroused by certain kinds of stimulation that they need that.
Well, I remember growing up, like, I remember my mom busting me.
Oh, Adam, what's going to happen here?
My first porn mag, my mom was like, you know, those women aren't real. You know, they're not really like that in real life.
You were
know?
9, 8?
I was like 5. But the thing
wow.
How did the conversation start with your mom? Oh, Ron, those porn mags you're looking
yeah.
at.
Yeah. First Santa, now this.
Guess what I want for Christmas? So.
All right, we got David, who's 21 on the line.
Yeah, my question is, I got injured a couple years back, so I'm like paralyzed from the waist down now.
What happened?
A gunshot wound.
Mm.
Wow.
And like now, ever since then, whenever I have sex, I can't it won't stay hard for as long as it used to.
Do you ejaculate?
No, I don't. I feel it, but it doesn't come out.
You feel like you're having an orgasm, but no semen comes out?
No, yeah.
And is the reason you go limp because you have an orgasm more easily?
No, it happens before that sometimes.
Have you talked to a neurologist or whoever? Do you have an orthopedist who's taking care of you?
I've talked to doctors. I told my neurologist about it once.
And what'd they say?
He wasn't really too clear about what was going on.
I would expect that's the kind of thing you'd have to bring up a few times before anyone would dig in to treat, because you've got a lot of the stuff that I'm sure they're paying attention to, and that is not often high on a doctor's list of priorities, and you got to make it one if it's a significant issue for you. Did you ever try
this orgasm without the mess is something I could get on board with, though.
Right, especially if you couldn't feel bored.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Smokeless
well, of course,
cigarette.
You know what he's saying.
Adam's been working on this for years.
Yeah.
I'm down in question, the lab, Drew. Because I don't understand a lot about, like, obviously being paralyzed and things like that. But I didn't think, like, if you're paralyzed from the waist down, how can you have anything you had feeling from the waist down?
It's an incomplete injury, which means all the nerves were severed.
But even so, a lot of this is what's called the autonomic nervous system. So it's sympathetic and parasympathetic input. And the experience of pleasure and whatnot is way up in here.
Right.
And can tend to occur even when there's a disconnect from down below.
Isn't that true when someone loses a limb or something, they still have feelings as if they have, like...
Different phenomena, but yes. There is definitely that also. But again, this is, you know, David is living proof that for a male, all you need is a spinal reflex to have an erection. An orgasm. Men do not need to use their central nervous system above the neck in order to function sexually.
Isn't that really true for women?
I never did.
No.
But Drew, don't they have all kinds of injections?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Absolutely.
Stuff
have
now,
they tried Viagra with you, David?
I've tried that, and that's the thing.
Didn't work.
When I take it, it will not go down. It stays up for hours.
Does it hurt?
End, which I have no problem with that.
Does it hurt?
Not really.
Why don't you take a lower dose? How much did you take?
I got the little thing right here. It's
the little thing.
The pill.
Oh, okay.
you have sex with your girlfriend, David?
Yeah, I do.
How do you do this? Does it work okay? I mean, does she get on top or something?
She gets on top. I can do some things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? God bless you, man. Because I got to tell you, I mean.
Because
you know, there's a lot of people in your situation who can't do that, and I gotta tell you, you know, God bless you, because
a lot can, though.
You know,
a lot can.
Really?
Yeah, a lot can.
Plus, he must be great at oral sex at this point.
You kind of got. I mean, you got no other choice, really.
But yeah, it's the 50
what dose is
what's
that
the dose?
50 milligrams.
50. That's a pretty intermediate dose. 100 is max. 25 is a reasonable dose. So cut it in half.
Yeah, I tried cutting it in half once. And that didn't work.
I'm not sure
if that's because I had been drinking that night, just got back from the club and everything.
That certainly wouldn't help. And Adam brought up also that there are injections like papaverine and other kinds of things. There's some prostaglandin chemicals they can send in there that sustain the erection also. So a lot can be done.
Don't they make things like, now, like, say he couldn't get an erection at all. I mean, don't they make, like, these little implants where you, like, pump it up?
Yeah, the implants also, yeah.
Larry Flint has one of those.
Larry Flint has an implant. He came in and told us all about it. But I've actually had a few patients with it, and it's a self-contained bladder with the either you pump it at the tip and it becomes more firm, or the actual reservoir with the fluid is in the testy, and they pump on their testy and goes up into the
pump. Is there a release button?
Yeah,
like those Nike pumps,
like the shoes, like you push the little button.
Same people make them.
Wow.
It's penis by Nike.
The Nike penis pump.
Yeah, it is.
Just do it.
When you break wind, it goes down.
All right, Adam. Time to take a
break. I thought that was funny.
Should we take a break or keep going?
One more call. Let's get a lady on there, Drew.
All right, here's an easy one. Alex.
Yes?
18, what's up?
Every time I have sex with my boyfriend, he can't go very long before he almost comes and he has to stop. which is really frustrating for me because I almost come, then he has to stop before he comes inside of me because he says that I'm, like, really tight inside.
Oh, diabolically blames it on her, Adam.
Yeah.
It's her. It's she. She's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I usually blame the mattress, but this guy's smart.
You blame God.
He blames, yeah.
Well, he stops?
Well, how does he stop? I mean, does he not have an orgasm?
No, he'll just stop. He'll just stop and be like, hold on a second. And then be like, okay, and then he'll go again, and then he'll almost come, and he'll be like, ah, hold on.
How old is he?
Oh, hold on. Huh?
How old is he?
He's 27.
Oh, how old are you? Gotta have those problems worked 18. Out by then.
See?
Yeah.
See what?
How long before he actually orgasms?
Well, he can, like, wait a little while, but, like, not too long. Like, he can maybe go, like, 10 minutes.
All right. Well, why don't you do something with him first and bring him back around for a second go-around? You know what I'm saying?
Can he come twice? I mean, can he...
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
So he can lay pipe like a porn star.
It doesn't matter if I, like, give him a blowjob or if I give him a hand job. It's just every time he comes inside me, he's like, oh, puppy dogs, grasshoppers.
We can't hear whatever you said.
What was that?
Basically, he can't go twice. Even if you knock him out once, the second time's going to go just as quick.
Yeah, well, he tries to hold off as long as he can.
God, this guy's screwed.
That must be good, because
yeah. I mean, you know, I thought you're, you know, well, this is, like, for my personal opinion.
I'm sorry, what?
I've had to realize how I word this now. It's not like the old days.
Just to start with the friend business again. Right?
I have a friend.
I have a friend of mine who believes that, you know, you should have, like, multiple introverts, you know, like, you know, it shouldn't be just like pow 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 bang, okay, we're done,
right?
You know,
there should be other activities.
It should take more than 30 or 40 minutes. Yeah. You know, it should be like levels.
Yeah,
you know, levels.
There's like lots of foreplay and stuff, but I can't really come during.
No, I'm not talking about just with foreplay. I'm talking about like there's foreplay and then there's levels.
Have to play.
And then there's like,
can he give you oral sex?
Yeah, he does. He loves doing it. But I
do you have an orgasm?
No, I can't really come during.
We'll get some toys.
Get toys.
I can make myself come. Like, he likes watching me do that.
Are you more comfortable doing it by yourself? I mean, is it something like that?
Dude, Drew's got his head on the microphone like, oh, this show is just gone.
He calls you puppy dog while you diddle yourself?
No.
Come here, puppy. Here, puppy.
Whoa,
wiggle the tail.
I don't know what that was.
All right. So what do we got to do with her?
Kyler was giving some advice. Go.
Oh no, I really.
Well, some really cool noises anyway.
I don't want to ruin your life or anything. No, I don't really. No.
Honey, go take a warm bath.
How long have you been with him?
For like 3 months.
3 months. Are you comfortable to have an orgasm in front of him? Have you had an orgasm in front of him?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, she diddles herself in front of him while he calls her a puppy dog.
No. You know, like the old saying, guys think of baseball, keep themselves from coming.
Go for the alphabet.
Are you thinking of anything?
No. The alphabet's great
the alphabet
for going down.
Backwards.
Do the alphabet with your... Dude, write it out with your tongue. That's the best
Alex,
thing to do.
Here's the deal. You will work this out.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure you've got him as a partner interested in getting it worked out.
Okay.
And for him to be blaming it on you and all this stuff, it's nobody's fault. You just need to, you got to take these two biological systems, yours and his, and sort of figure out how they work together and keep kind of feeding back to each other and giving each other advice, and you will work it out, all right?
Okay.
You both function
normally.
And
remember, you're 18.
Yeah.
Okay?
You shouldn't be doing this stuff at 18 anyway, right?
Well, No. I, you know, as long as it's not preschool, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like it's all worked out. You know what I mean?
At 18.
Good point.
Good point. All right. The movie. Not another teen movie. We've got Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, Ron Lester, all here from the movie. Adam's in Vegas, right?
Yep.
Vegas, baby!
And we got to listen to him breathe from afar. It's wonderful. Why don't you pick up some nuts or popcorn so we can listen to you breathe and eat.
All right.
It's a luscious sound.
Just breathe.
We'll take a little break. Ron, you'll be out here in about 4 or 5 hours.
I'll be there about 4 a.m., baby, at the Hard Rock.
I'll see you, and we'll be right back after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, and Ron Lester are all here tonight from Not Another Teen Movie, which is out tomorrow, Friday. Looks very funny by all accounts. And anyone who remembers this genre, which is sort of, I guess, making a little comeback, will appreciate this movie.
What does it make you feel old, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because just 2 days ago, my other partner, the funny one, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, he got me a DVD of a movie I used to love called Hots, which is from 1979. It's Hots stands for Hold On to Sex.
Oh my god!
And it's not a porn movie, but
it explains
it's
a lot about Adam.
There's like a nude strip basketball, football game at the end, and a
with
robot
guys or with
and
girls?
A balloon with girls.
They're playing football?
Yeah, it's nice. It's not X-rated. They used to make like fun sort of titillating R movies that
like hot kids, dogs. Remember that movie?
Yeah, kids could get a little boner over.
Yeah, baby.
Thank God for VHS. What's the genre other than the Hots? There must have been some other ones back then in those.
Ski Patrol, hot dogs.
Yeah, there were all those like car wash girls.
Oh, and the car.
This is getting a little more into the sex and a little less into the comedy.
I thought it was funny.
Pretty in Pink, come on, guys.
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, I mean Pretty in Pink. Right.
Just the name is funny though. Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Ron, come on.
All right, Adam, should we go to Easy Call or Hard Call?
Easy Call.
All right. Here we go. This is Tom's 27. Tom.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, Tom. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I just wanted to run by some situations I've been going through and see what you guys think.
And go.
All right. My wife is once again out of town over the weekend. About a month ago, she went out of town to Chicago. She said she just needed to get away. Well, now she's out of town again, somewhere in the next state somewhere, saying the same thing, that she needed to get away.
You guys have kids?
No.
How long have you been with her?
7 years altogether, married for 4.
And she always sort of needed her own space. Time and space, yeah.
Well, she's never done this like she did last month.
Has she been complaining to you about you're not spending enough time with her, not being romantic enough, not giving her what she needs in the relationship?
Well, she mentioned that I haven't been spending enough time with her, but I'm the only one working right now.
Just stay with me. Has she been busting your chops about that a little bit in the last few months?
A little bit, but it's a lot of other things, too.
Well, like but when she said she needed to get away, and did you say from what or where
or why?
Well, she says she needed to get away from, I guess, her life around here, from me, from her mom, because when she went to Chicago for the first time, her mom called me and said, what the hell is she doing?
Well, what are all these other things? You said she needs to get away from a lot of other things.
Well, our marriage is going to crap.
Yeah, you could have included that in the history. That's nice. What's the problem?
Well, I'm trying to make it work, and it just seems like we're drifting further and further apart.
What's the problem?
Well, I think there's some resentment on both of our sides.
What happened?
Well, I think she has a lot of issues that she needs to be counseling with.
Did you ever get busted for cheating or anything like that?
Me? No, I've never cheated on her.
Drugs, alcohol?
No.
Then stop talking in code. What's
are you a control freak?
No.
What's the issue?
Actually, I'm quite passive in the relationship.
Is that part of the problem?
Probably, yeah, I guess. I mean,
well, where is she going, though? I mean, does she's going to go sit in a hotel in Chicago, or does she have friends there? Where is she going?
She went to Chicago. She didn't know anybody, and she said that all she went to was to like a record store, and that's it, because she didn't know her way around.
Something fishy is going on there. You do not go to get away to Chicago to a record store.
I don't know. They have some really nice record stores there in Chicago.
Right. I just wanted to get some dick.
So, Tom, right. Listen.
Was that Kyler?
No!
I heard you.
But I just wanted to get some dick. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tom, what do you want from us?
Well, I just want to know if you guys think she's cheating or not, because I want the relationship to work.
Then get some professional assistance, sit down and hammer this thing out.
Well, I'm going through counseling, but she doesn't want to go through counseling.
Well, then that's you know, part of the problem right there. If she's not willing to talk about it with you, are you guys very honest with each other?
Yeah, when we're talking.
You know what? Maybe just like go to a simple place in this whole relationship and go, oh, you're going to go on vacation next month? Okay, you know what? How about we go together?
Yeah, spend time together alone away.
You know,
but this is going to need
leave the kids or grandmama.
I really think if you really want this to work, why not put the time and the effort in? And she needs to be as committed as you. If she's not committed, things don't work when somebody doesn't have the same
one-sided
level of commitment. Yeah,
but listen, if she was cheating, do you think she would just say, I'm going out of town,
no,
I'm not going to tell you where I'm going?
No.
I believe she doesn't mind if he thinks she's cheating and she's trying to send a message.
Yeah, she's trying to make him jealous.
If she's going to meet a guy in Chicago, do you think she's just announced? She'd come up with all kinds of reasons why she was going to Chicago.
Plus, she's still at the bullpen phase. She's not calling him out to the mound yet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's Bill. He's 34. Bill?
Hey.
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good.
I was just calling to say, man, I got a weird fetish, man.
Go ahead.
And I don't know if you could maybe tell me if it comes from my childhood.
Probably does.
When I was a kid, man, I used to get molested a lot at the local Southern Baptist Church down here in Texas.
That's nice. Well, that'll mess you up. Oh,
I love Texas.
And,
no,
anyway,
whoa, it's not Texas.
They used to have these confessions.
Yeah.
And one of the things they'd do when they'd take you into this room to confess to this preacher, this guy would sit there and he'd go down on me and tell me he was cleansing, you know, he'd ask me if I was masturbating first. He was cleansing my Peter, you know, for God.
Yeah, he's like the way sort of a dog cleanses himself, right?
I guess.
Nice. All right.
Anyway,
well, so this guy's
into this thing where
this guy's going to rot in hell.
Prostitutes.
Yeah. You go to prostitutes. So you're sort of a sexual compulsive now, right?
Yeah.
Is that all you do? Is just go to prostitutes?
Prostitutes, and I'm kind of into the bondage thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And after I get them tied up and bound and. And I get them blindfolded, I try to defecate in their vagina.
No, you don't.
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's like a turn-on for me to try to do it. I mean, I haven't been successful, like, you know, maybe more than once, but, I mean, it's like a turn-on for me to try to do it.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Just because I want to make sure I'm hearing this right. Defecate, as in dump.
As in taking a poo.
Oh.
Poo in the poo nap.
Well, Bill, let me say this. I know prostitutes, and I know that's going to require one hell of a tip.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the kind of thing to
be
tip
pricey.
On.
That's extra money right there.
But isn't it interesting, though, and then Bill sounds like a rational man, and he knows there's something wrong with this, but when that wiring gets screwed up by trauma in childhood, when people are sexualized in inappropriate ways and before their brains can handle it, the wiring just gets set. And rationality no longer has anything to do with the behaviors. The behaviors are just
Drew,
these compulsions.
This ain't wiring. This is plumbing.
Wiring
Bill?
And plumbing.
Well, now,
all
Bill,
I can tell you is I kind of know it a little bit.
Do they let you tie them up?
But it's just like, you know, and I tell myself, well, that's kind of disgusting. Don't bother trying to do that. But then when I get worked up, man, I can't control it.
It's the wrong. Right, it's because it's wrong that it turns you on.
How do you feel? How does this make you feel?
It feels like electricity is flowing through my body.
Just super
it's almost
sexual.
Like I'm on the verge of an orgasm.
Yeah.
Is it empowering?
Like
for you?
This heavy feeling hits me almost like you've been staring at, you know, your naked partner for a while and just holding back from doing it, and then it's just like you want to relieve the anxiety.
There's a lot of sort of feelings behind this that you're going to have difficulty getting at. Because of the traumas, this is the way these traumas are sort of being expressed now. Unless you get involved in some kind of treatment where this stuff is brought out and worked through, you know, I think you ought to give yourself that, or else you're gonna have difficulty having real relationships. You're gonna have difficulty being gratified sexually without these weird fetishes.
And well, wait a minute. Let me ask him a couple of questions. Do these women you tie up? Do they agree to be tied up?
Yeah, I pay them to let me put them in bondage, but...
And then what happens when you pull out the assinator on them halfway into it? What do they say about that?
I don't tell them about that. It's just something that I try, and then, I mean...
Do they object, or they just say it's going to cost you?
Well, they don't know because for the most part...
They're blindfolded.
What I'm doing exactly, because I do a little bit of fornication first, and then, I mean, they're blindfolded.
See?
Yeah, but then what happens when the cat gets out of the bag, as it were?
Well, they get really pissed off. I mean, and I've had a few of them,
you think?
Tell me they're going to have their pimps come after me.
Oh, wow.
I would imagine. Where do you do this? At a motel or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's just in Dallas on Harry Hines Boulevard. They're everywhere.
Bill, there are treatments for this. And that's one of the things about sexual compulsivity is that
The other thing is, I can't. Hold on a second.
I can't hardly pass a church or even be around a church without getting an erection, and then I don't know why.
What else did they do to you, Dad?
Hold on a second, Drew. Wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't find it ironic that this goes down on Harry Hines Boulevard?
Yeah, I know. I put him on hold.
Passing the church and getting an erection.
Yeah. That doesn't make one.
I got a question.
Starting to sound a little fishy.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
I wonder if he actually has someone in his life who he is allowed to do this to. And, Adam, I know you're probably thinking about this question yourself. Do you think that he eats different things for different girls?
What? Sure. He'll eat caviar if it's a high-priced hooker.
You know?
And he'll go to Arby's if it's just some streetwalker.
this is that theory again that it's like pineapple juice in your semen, right?
Oh, that so does not work, man.
Listen, I don't care. You could eat a lumberjack stack of pumpkin pancakes with nothing but whipped cream on it and drink liquefied butter, and I would not be happy if it defecated on my vagina, and I barely have a vagina.
You know, I blame Ron for these shows.
I do, too.
This kind of stuff only happens when he's around.
Well, listen, not only these shows, all shows that we do that go to this.
Yeah, they're all Ron's fault. Really, I think it's him calling some of the time.
All right. So,
that's so funny.
Drew, tell Bill he's got to get some professional help.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's not bogus.
Yeah, I wonder if it's bogus, but there are people that do amazingly bizarre things.
Weird.
And the history that he gave wasn't quite the degree of trauma that we normally see for the kinds of behaviors that he's talking about. And all the other stuff that went with it was sort of beginning to sound bogus. But
well, listen, if in fact he was molested by the priest, as he says he was, he needs to get counseling and help for that.
That's right. People will hurt themselves or someone else with these compulsions eventually. And again, it keeps you away from real feelings and real emotions. That's the whole reason for fetishes.
I wonder if he even ever told anybody. I mean, because it sounds bogus because he didn't mention anything about therapy or any of that.
But there are people that have these things. He didn't give us the usual feeling, Adam, though, someone with that kind of history. You know what I mean?
Right. And do you guys think I couldn't operate under that kind of pressure with the hooker tied up?
You know, I think I'd choke. I really would choke.
Would it be called choking?
Well, then? I don't know, but I tell you something. If I'm paying for something like that, I don't want it tied up.
Yeah, but just the whole defecation thing on command, like I can barely pinch one on target. Yeah,
targeted command, Adam. Come on,
that's
Drew,
pretty
you,
weird.
You can't
though.
Even you can't People even crap at the airport, can you? Too much foot traffic.
Get a little stage fright. You know what? We should send this guy. I just got back from a USO tour. We should send this guy over to like Sarajevo or Bosnia, where they don't actually have toilets. It's just a big hole, and that's the restroom, you know?
Nice.
It would be, like, I guarantee you, this would probably turn this guy on.
All right.
Crapping over a hole.
We got it.
Okay. All right.
We got to pull out of this.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Seth Green, and you're listening to Loveline, you sick pervert.
Everybody, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, and Ron Lester all here from Not Another Teen Movie. Coming out tomorrow. That would be Friday, and it is in very wide release, so it will be in a theater near you.
They're pumping it like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Woo. Go to the phones. After that last call, we'll go to Peter and talk. He's 18. Peter.
Hey, man. About a month ago, I kicked a methamphetamine habit that I was pretty deeply into. And after I kicked it, like, I started this big old, like, downward spiral where all I can do now is, like, sleep and eat and, like, smoke my cigarettes. And, like, I dropped out of school, like, after I quit and everything. And
listen, it's the reason one of the reasons people have to be treated is not just to get the drug to stop, but to help you manage what happens when you do stop.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Is like, what would be the best way to go about this?
Go to NA. Are you sober in all substances other than nicotine right now?
Yeah.
No pot?
Nothing.
No alcohol?
Nothing.
Go to NA, get a sponsor, work the steps, and you will be shocked at the change and how fast it occurs and the kinds of people you'll begin attracting to you and the kinds of experiences you'll have This thing works. It's an empiric model, but it works. So go to NA, go to a meeting every day, get yourself a sponsor, and start actually doing the step work.
All right.
True.
All right? Yeah.
How many patients or folks does your average sponsor have?
2 to 5 on average, I guess.
And they just call them at all hours of the night and chase them around and everything?
Yeah. Some of them.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, some people are easier to sponsor than others. Some they just meet with once a week and, you know, go over their steps.
What do you get an hour for this sponsorship stuff?
Free, guess what? You Adam would be highly paid, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everyone else is free.
Hey, Adam is wrong. Would you be my sponsor?
Oh. Yes, I will sponsor you as soon as you get your ass to Vegas.
I'm there, baby.
To be at JA, Jack Holes Anonymous.
Dare you.
All right, Peter, take care, all right? Good luck. Glad you're off that stuff. It's nasty stuff. I mean, we're seeing more and more now we know about how particular drugs like speed and ecstasy and pot and LSD actually damage brain. And speed is one that people don't realize is one of the ones that can really damage things. So here's Megan of 17.
Hi, guys.
Megan, what's up?
All right, basically, I've been going out with this guy. Well, okay, we were going out and for a while, and then he went to college. And this is, like, in August, late August or September. And I've hooked up with, like, several guys since then, but, like, I can't forget about him, and I like him so much. Like,
he's in college, you're in high school.
Yeah.
Interesting how he's the one that retains the lure. The rest of them are still in high school, right?
Yeah.
Well, is he still your boyfriend, or
broke up 6 months ago, 4 months ago.
Well, see, the thing was, like, we never, like, officially broke up. Like, I know we're not going out anymore.
Boring.
Yeah, you're not. Why do you have to
cling? Hold on. Yeah, I didn't officially graduate high school either, but they're not expecting me Monday.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. Like, I just really like him so much. And anyway, I'm seeing him in a couple weeks, and I don't know, like, how to act because I saw him a couple weeks ago, actually, just for a few days, and it was weird. We didn't hook up or anything, and I thought we were going to. And, like, how do I kind of get it across that, like, I want to be with him.
Megan, don't do it. You're just torturing yourself.
I got the antidote. To this. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
From a guy's point of view, if you want to get this guy back, the way to get him back is to do nothing. By you going to him, that lets him know he's got you. Now, why is he going to settle with you if he knows he can take off for a couple months, do his own thing, and come back, say a few sweet words, and get you back again? The thing that scares a guy the most
is
thinking that you might lose her, thinking that you might not ever get her back.
Unless he's really not into her, period.
But even that, I still think you can get it, even if you want.
You're saying that's her only play.
That at this point, you know,
if she's 17 and he's like, how old is the guy?
20.
Yeah, dude, believe me, he's so getting nookie from older chicks, you know.
oh, she feels good about that, right?
No, I don't mean like that. I'm just saying.
He's knee deep right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, if you're getting older chicks, which as guys, that's what we were looking for at that age, you know.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
There it is.
Who was that?
But one of Ron's friends.
But Megan, you're torturing yourself with this one. You are. Well, don't do this to yourself. This one's over. You want more than just an occasional hookup from him, huh?
Well, no. Like, I really, really want to end up with this guy.
Then
ignore him. Trust me.
We went to the same college as him, and we went out for so long.
Where is this guy in college? How far away is he?
He's too far to...
Where is he?
In Washington.
Is he University of Washington?
No, he's in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Is he like a commuter college?
Is it with Georgetown or something?
Yeah.
He's at Georgetown, and you're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
See, to West Coast people, that sounds like you're neighbors.
Yeah.
It's a three-hour train ride.
No, it's like 8 hours, and I'm in my senior year of high school, and I'm applying to colleges. And
yeah, but Megan, look, you're torturing yourself. You really are. If this is meant to be, it will work out. You certainly... I'll tell you what I think you should do. I think you should let it be known to him just how much he means to you, how much you'd like this to be a relationship, and then back out, and then be gone.
Yeah.
Because if he's completely out, if he's not interested at all, not thinking about you, and you sort of disappear, you're completely gone. But if he understands that you really have designs for him, would like to go out again, but you don't need him, I think there's a possibility he'd come snooping around again a little bit.
Or you could go a whole different route.
All right.
Obviously, if you're not an ugly chick... Okay,
yeah.
You ain't got a huge hump on your back. You know, I'm pretty sure there's other guys who could actually dig you.
Right.
So let this guy go. Is this all? Is
and,
he all
and if
saying,
it's meant to be,
more fish in the sea.
But, and if it's meant to be, you'll get it back around to that. But college is not the time to get stuck at the hip. Tasha is 19. Tasha, we're going to have to go to break in just a second. What is your question?
Well, I just met this guy about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were digging each other pretty much. We were flirting a lot. And we got drunk one night, and, you know, I knew it was way too fast, but I went down on this guy. And about halfway into it, he pulled me up, and he started crying.
hold on.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, Adam, was this you?
If there were tears of joy, it was me.
Mom, I'm so mad at you!
All right, we're going to put Tasha on hold for a second. Adam, go ahead. Take us out.
All right. We got the cast from Not Another Teen Movie in the studio. I'm in Vegas. You know, when Ron Lester talks about that friend of his, I think it's the 265 pounds that he lost. That is the actual friend that he speaks of. We will take a little break. We'll be right back after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm in Vegas. Drew's in L.A. We got the cast from Not Another Teen Movie in the studio tonight, which comes out tomorrow, Friday, nationwide. Tyler Lee is here, Chris Evans, and of course Ron Lester and his 265-pound evil twin.
And Bethany. She's here.
Oh, and Bethany, his beautiful young lady friend. Hey, Ron, how much are you weighing right now?
I just hit 234.
Wow, so you're less than what
he's less than what he's lost.
Yeah, I'm from 500, so.
Wow, you were 500.
I was 500.
Yeah, but he was 5'9", so, you know.
Adam, he carried those
6 foot, damn it.
He carried off those 5 bills real well.
Wait, you're 6 foot now, but you're 5'9" when you weighed 500, you know.
Yeah, this
gravity
is
gravity being what it is.
Right.
Crampy. Hunched over now.
Adam's so funny.
Oh, God bless you. I'm gonna be waiting in the honeymoon suite at the Hard Rock tonight for you.
Dude, I'll be in room 724.
I'll be there.
724 to Hard Rock.
Here we go. Bob is 17.
Hi.
What's up, Bob?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I have gynecomastia, about, you know, pretty minor version of it.
Boobs. He's grown boobs.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Bad boobies. Time.
So I'm on a bit of Paxil, recovering from depression. I talked to my GP about it, and and he said to lose some weight and maybe get some surgery.
Do you smoke any pot?
I did once.
Not once, but regular pot smoking can impact breast. And just being, you're 17, when did this start? When you're like 14, 15?
Puberty, I guess.
Yeah, and that's sort of typical. And usually this will go away.
Really?
Yeah, usually. Certainly if you lose weight, that would help. And give it a little time. And there is, of course, a surgery to remove some of that excess stuff behind the nipple there.
Right. So what would be involved in surgery?
It's just a plastic procedure where they just remove the tissue behind the breast.
Okay. Do you know how much that would cost?
I have no idea.
Really?
Is that something that could be covered by insurance?
I would think so, yeah.
It's got to be cheaper than a breast reduction, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's less there, right?
And that's basically what it is, though.
Would it have the same kind of scar?
No. Uh-uh.
Aren't breast reductions more expensive than a breast implant?
Is that true?
I don't know. Is that true? I think
I've heard that.
Because it's more of a procedure to have something taken out and put in.
It's a health thing versus a cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Bob, anything else we can help you with?
I'm wondering who I can contact.
About the surgery?
Yeah.
Talk to your primary care person and have them give a referral to a plastic surgeon. Let's get back to Tasha. I forgot about her. She was 19, and you had the guy you just met and got loaded with and gave him some oral sex, and he became started sobbing.
Started crying. He said, this is just something I got to do.
And we established this wasn't Adam, is that right?
Right. This
okay.
is not Adam.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he said this was something he had to do and that I should just hug him and be quiet for a while and let him cry.
Wow.
Sounds like some
stuff.
And then he said he wanted a relationship with me, but he didn't want it to start this way.
So the next, like, 3 days kind of go okay. He doesn't. We don't really talk about it. We're just kind of flirty and friendly. I kind of try to take my cue from him. But then I'm kind of wondering what's going on. So I call him one day, and I'm just like, you know, I'm kind of in the dark here. Let me know what's going on with you. I kind of got the idea that you liked me, and I know it went too far, but what's going on? And he said that because it started that way, he just wanted to stay friends.
Started what way? You mean he was embarrassed or ashamed about what had happened?
I'm not really sure, because I didn't really make him feel embarrassed or ashamed. And, you know, I mean, we were both tipsy and drunk, but I'm pretty sure he knew what he was doing, and I knew I knew what I was doing. So.
Like, this guy is gayer than old Perry. you do not need this lump in your life.
Yeah.
Please.
He has some issues.
Well,
maybe.
What do you mean, well? He starts bawling halfway into a
BJ? I understand that offends you, Adam. And that
how do you know this girl wasn't just that good?
Thank you.
Dude, not to get myself in trouble, but I mean, I've had women make me cry.
But this so, is, this
oh, I'm
is not
so
a good
dead
cry.
Silence.
Better hope it was Bethany.
It was, actually. No, I mean, yeah.
But now that he just wants to be friends, and I'm really confused because I had the idea that he was really into me, and I was kind of really into him. And I'm still really into him.
Something's up with him. Something's wrong with him. You didn't do anything wrong. You guys had a few drinks. You're close to him. You gave him a BJ, and he starts bawling and hugging you.
Well, you did the never right
had
thing.
He may have never had a blowjob before. I mean, the guy's like, what, 25 years old?
No, he's 25, and I get the idea that he's kind of experienced. So,
well, you did the right thing by offering to talk about it.
I don't think
if he's not going there, then I mean, it's not worth your time. If he's not going to be honest with you, even though you've only known each other for so long, it's not worth it.
I actually agree because I don't know what the hell this means. And Adam clearly has his own sort of personal issues with this guy.
Drew,
he's clearly violated that someone would have tear up after oral sex.
Well, Drew, you know this is very bizarre behavior. Can't you admit that?
I didn't know that I put it on the very bizarre scale. We had a guy pooing on someone's vagina. That was bizarre.
And that was early on.
Yeah, that rated on the very bizarre scale. This one raised on the isn't this peculiar?
Curious.
I find this a more dangerous individual.
Yes, if for you it is completely offensive, and you can't even fathom it. I get that.
The guy
I would sooner drive cross country with the guy who defecated in the hooker's vaginas. then go down to the corner with this guy.
I understand. It's a real hot button for you, but
sickens me is what it does.
I understand. Yeah, the rest of us are just reserving judgment until we get more details. And I agree that it's the fact that she was appropriately honest and open, and he just didn't go for it. So this is Scott, and I was 34. Scott,
yes,
what's going on?
Well, I guess I had a question. I am trying to get back together with my ex-wife.
How long have you been an ex?
2 years.
And why did you ex?
Well, my drinking.
Are you sober now?
Yes.
How long?
It's been 8 months.
Good
and
for
is
you.
She, now you, well, no, wait a minute.
Maybe.
What does your sponsor say about
stick
this? You don't have a sponsor.
No, I do.
Okay, and what does he say about this?
Be careful.
Yeah. Didn't he impress upon you the need to follow directions? And the need not to make any major changes in the first year of sobriety? And it's particularly not to get involved in any... Now, this... You understand, I see you've got a technicality here. This isn't technically a new relationship, but it is a new relationship. And you're not really... It's not good for your sobriety to get going down this kind of path in that first year.
Well, wait a minute. Is she sober?
Yeah, well, she has never had a problem with that.
Yeah, but she's not recovering from her codependency. And unless she is actively involved with a sponsor herself, this relationship will pull you. This is your disease pulling you back. I'm telling you. That's what this is, Scott.
Why? What? He's in love
Adam,
with his ex-wife.
You just keep thinking about the guy that cries after the blowjob. Shut up.
I will not rest until scum like that is off the street.
But, Scott, really, here's the only way this will work. And believe me, I've been down this road with 1,000 patients. If she goes to Al-Anon wholeheartedly and develops a relationship with a sponsor and gets through that fourth step, then you can get back with her and really look at this relationship, but not until then. Otherwise, the way you guys fit together when you were in your disease is the way you still fit together, and it's going to cram you back into that disease mode.
Well, we don't even know if she would get back with Scott. Have you been talking to her, Scott?
Well, yeah, sure. I guess that's my confusion. I have been trying to for a long time. We have a kid together, and we do quite a bit on the weekends. We'll go out of town. We'll stay overnight somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Really? Are you guys having
together?
Sex? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then it seems like you're kind of back together, doesn't it?
It seems like it. But for me, I know what broke us up was what I was doing when we were married.
Yeah, but she was part of that disease. It wasn't all you. She's part of it.
Well, I'm taking responsibility.
That's fine. But the reality is it's a systems disorder, and you've now moved on in your recovery, and that's fabulous, but mm-hmm. you can't let these relationships pull you back to where you were. They have to grow with you. If they don't, they either A, don't survive, or B, push you back where you started. That's the way this works.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so
that was my question.
All right. So you listen to your sponsor. That's why you have a sponsor, is because somebody who's had more time in the program can really stand back and look at these experiences more objectively. Just follow directions. You discuss with them whether or not it might be okay if she went to Al-Anon, got through a fourth step, then you guys really try to work on something.
And why the fourth step?
Because that's an important one. It's where the shame is a huge organizing property of the sort of the character and the emotional lives of people with codependency. And the fourth step was about really digging into shame.
Well, and also you got to think about something else too. I don't know if this guy, he didn't say anything about it, and this is what kind of bugged me about what he's saying. Yeah, it's great that his and his ex-wife are kind of seeing each other again. But you know what? Not once did he say about what the kid's going through, or how the kids reacting to them getting back together after being divorced. And, you know, that's something I think he really needs to look at. Because otherwise, by getting together again before the 1 year, it could really screw the kid up even more.
Yeah. I agree. Angel 15.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I've been having this problem lately. I've been getting, like, what appears to be pimples in, like, my pubic areas. And I've had this before, but not as bad. And, like, lately they've been coming up, like, 3 or 4 at a time.
Are they in the pubic area or are they around the lips?
They're, like, around the lips.
Okay.
And, like my vaginal opening, it gets really itchy and it gets sore, like, really bad. And, like,
are you sexually active?
Not anymore.
Is it possible you have herpes?
I don't know. But the last time I had sex was in August.
Yeah, but that's when herpes will come back.
It comes around.
Well, herpes never leaves.
Yeah,
these pimples
may not, they may be ulcers, and this may be herpes. The quality, the itching and the burning and the recurrences, all that just sounds like herpes.
August had a really bad yeast infection.
Yeah. Why would it recur like that? And did you ever have it once where it was, when it first started, was it real bad?
No, it was just like, you know, one, you know, every few weeks, you know?
But the first one wasn't particularly intense.
No.
Is there any pain in your body? Does your stomach hurt? Does anything else hurt? Or is it just around?
No, it's just around there. Like,
the package.
Some are like really big. And like the really big ones, they kind of get like a dark, dark purple. And there's some really small ones.
Are you overweight?
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, because that's something that happens.
Could it be in like infected hairs?
It's the kind of thing.
No lie. I mean, I'm not making fun of this person at all. When I was 500 pounds. Yeah. Dude, hi. I used to get, like, around my pubic area, I'd get, like, an infected hair. And I'd be going, like, it's an ingrown hair.
Mm-hmm. Basically, women have other glands in that area they get going, too.
Not to be too personal, but do you shave?
Lately, I've been shaving just around where it's been coming up because I don't want it to be an ingrown.
It could also be, like, razor burn.
Could be, but you might try some Physohex, over-the-counter antibacterial scrubs. That kind of thing can help with this. Hot baths will help with it. Uh-huh. And then somebody needs to look at it to see whether or not this is herpes or not.
By the way, can I also add, I don't get the infected hairs anymore? Thank you.
Yeah, sure, Ron.
Right, Ron.
So just for the record. Sean's 25. Sean?
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're good.
Good.
Hey, my question is this. It's actually for Dr. Drew. I have a real bad problem with extremely active brain activity.
You have seizures?
I was epileptic from the time I was 6 to 12.
You what?
I had epilepsy from the time I was 6 to 12.
Oh, you do have seizures. All right. And what's the question?
Don't laugh, Chris. It's not funny.
What's causing this, and how do I get rid of it? It's keeping me up at night. I'll lay down to go to bed, and it takes me usually 2 to 3 hours after I lay down to actually fall asleep.
So you're having racing thoughts.
Oh, constantly.
I actually have this. I do this a lot.
And what do you do for it?
I start to, I like take 3 or 4 Tylenol PMs a night sometimes just to help me.
Oh, that's, you know.
No, 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 I mean.
Okay. Valium?
Well,
like
well, no, Tylenol PM, hot, you know, whatever. It's just like this regular, you know, Tylenol that helps you sleep. But the thing is like, especially now that I've lost this weight, my body just like, pow, stays up.
Your body's moving, your metabolism's
working. You probably sleep a lot
fast.
Better, too. Your sleep efficiency.
My, I don't have sleep apnea anymore, yeah. But the problem is getting to sleep.
Well, the racing thoughts most commonly is an anxiety symptom.
Yeah.
And so, Sean, were you having had a seizure disorder, could be have a neurologic quality or element to it.
Right.
And it's something that may really require medication for it to be settled down if it really has an organic basis to it.
So that's something I should check with my physician about.
Yeah. If you really want to do this right, you want to get a formal evaluation. See a psychiatrist and a neurologist probably and really have them compare notes, maybe do some formal testing on you. See what's going on here.
What about trying something more like along the lines of like taking kava or something like that? Again, I mean, does that work?
It does, but now you're taking a chemical that's sedating I don't know what. You know, he needs a diagnosis.
What about just a change of schedule? I mean, like, do you keep a schedule? Do you wake up at like say like 7 o'clock in the morning and go to bed by 10?
I work swing shift, so I get home usually about midnight, up to about 3, and then I'm back up about 8 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So you really got to mess this up.
You're exhausted.
But as Ron is pointing out, there are behavioral interventions for this, and you're up in Oregon, maybe University of Oregon or Oregon State, or U of O would have departments dedicated to behavioral management of anxiety, and a lot of people believe that anxiety can be learned away. That you can be just like you can learn not to have fear of flying, you can learn not to have anxiety at certain times during your day.
How do you do that?
You know, remember,
don't go where you went, Adam.
You know our friend Kennedy?
Yep.
She did this. She had a behavioral intervention for her. And Kennedy's, would you qualify her as anxious?
Suck my white balls.
What was that, Kennedy?
Suck my white balls.
Okay, got it. Right, Adam?
Yeah, well, she's a hypochondriac.
But it's a lot of that's built on anxiety. And so she went to behavior, so they reduced her symptoms a lot.
Well, aren't most hypochondriacs built on anxiety?
Kind of. Some of it is anxiety, but some of it is also where people get arrested in their development before they're able to process information from their somatic world, from their body. Because really, your emotional world is just an interface between reality and thought and language and your information coming from your body.
Oh, jeez, I stopped listening like 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Those four-syllable words.
Yeah, Cameron, 23. What's up, Cameron?
I have a problem with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Actually, this is kind of my problem.
Hang on a second, put the bong down, please.
Why is he sounding like George Bush? I mean, not George Bush, but Clinton. Okay, it'd been funny if I got it outright.
Just be quiet.
Let me say to the people of America and the nations of the world that I hate your ass. I swear to God, I do.
All right, Cameron.
I have an STD, right? I just found this out. I have herpes.
Uh-huh. Let me say to the people of...
I've been with my girlfriend for like 7 years, right?
Right.
And she doesn't know yet. I've been having sex with her.
Unprotected sex?
Yeah, well, I tried to be protective, but
you're either protected or you're not.
Yeah.
No.
Well, let me get some information here. How was this diagnosed?
I went to the doctor one day.
When you had an outbreak?
Right.
All right. And they looked at it and said, this is what you have.
Yeah, like I got tested and everything, and I went back.
Well, what kind of testing did you get done?
I had to give them like a semen test.
Isn't that blood work that you do for?
No. STD test, actually.
No, wait a minute. For herpes,
they go into your penis and they scrape.
Well, for herpes, you can actually just get a culture of the lesions. And so, what do you mean a semen test, Cameron?
Well, they took a little cotton swab and they rubbed around down there.
That's just your urethral swab. But that doesn't. You could get a culture out of that. So, okay. And how do you think you contracted it?
I kind of messed around a couple times and I was really drunk a couple nights.
All right. And now, does she have it?
I don't know, but
You should tell her. I mean, she has to know to get checked out. If there's a possibility that she can have it, you need to tell her. Be honest with that.
Yeah, because you're messing with this girl's life, dude.
Well, where's he going to say he got it?
Where does she think I got it?
Well,
she
doesn't know that he has it. Remember,
she doesn't know. But
it can be genetic, can't it? You can cop out with
you know, can it be a genetic thing? You can, if your parent.
Yeah,
had
when's
it?
The last time you showed up going, hey, honey, guess what? I just happen to have this big knot on my nut.
No. And then you get it.
No, it can remain dormant for a while.
He means, can you get it? It wouldn't be genetic. It's you're exposed during delivery when the vagina, right. And then you get it in the eyes and it's all over your body.
Right.
Oh,
they told me
thing.
That. They
then
said
you're whole different thing.
Jeez, then you really got problems.
It's a whole different thing. All right, Cameron. I think the panel has spoken. It's time to get honest.
You are an asshole.
Ron,
I didn't say that.
All right, we're going
asshole.
To break. Adam?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got the cast from Not Another Teen Movie in the studio tonight. It is coming out Friday. Tomorrow, nationwide. We're going to take a little break. Drew?
Yeah.
Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Ron is pointing at various things. He wants to talk to Rachel, who's 20, never had an orgasm because she was raped at 13, she thinks.
I just think it's a serious thing.
Or would you rather talk to Dave, whose online girlfriend now lives with him? She's a stripper and cheating on him.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Let's combine the two and talk to Dachel, who was raped at 13 and is dating a stripper.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. After this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Yes, indeed. We're having a huge discussion about herpes in here.
I'm in Vegas. Drew is in the herpes capital of the world, which is Los Angeles. Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, and Ron Lester are all in. They are from Not Another Teen Movie, which
herpes comes
out tomorrow.
Herpes.
Friday. And we don't have herpes. We do not have herpes.
I have warts. And they are herpes-free. All right, Drew, who are we going to? David or...
Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, my question is, at the age of 12, I was raped by my mom's ex-boyfriend.
Nice.
Okay, and ever since then, I've not been able to have an orgasm. Now, I don't know if it's mental or physical, but I can't reach it. My boyfriend has tried, and many have tried, and
so
I can't do it.
At 20, it's not uncommon for there to be difficulty with orgasm in a female, okay? So okay. It may
regardless,
just be you.
Right?
Regardless of the history.
Right.
On the other hand, there's certain sort of symptoms that some people get that suggest that there's a severe emotional reaction to the trauma. One of the things some women will complain of is they really don't feel anything below their waist, particularly when they're having sex. They feel sort of disconnected from it. Does that happen with you?
Yes.
See, every chick I've been with has had that complaint, by the way.
But
no,
wait a minute. Just because they say, are you in yet, doesn't mean they can't feel anything.
Well, no, hold on. How dare you? They
yes!
say, are you done a lot of the time. They don't always say, are you in yet? That's just at the beginning. But here's one thing I found interesting, and maybe it was just the way you chose to phrase it, but you said, ever since then, you haven't had an orgasm. Had right. you had any orgasms yeah. at age 12 or before the age of 12?
Before that, yes.
Wow.
Before how old? 12?
This was with your mother's boyfriend, or was this on your own?
No, by myself.
You masturbated yourself.
I learned early how to masturbate.
Okay. You just got to let your guy know how to do it then. Yeah, I mean, if you can figure yourself out.
No, she can't feel anything blow her away since the trauma.
It's almost like a psychological.
So this is before 12. Wow.
Before 12, she could do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Now she's in a psychological place where she can't achieve orgasm.
God, who's doing that at
12? It's not just him. I can't do it by myself at all, either.
We hear you. Well.
All right. And did she say she felt nothing below the waist?
Yeah, she said that.
And what about this guy, your mother's boyfriend? Has this guy ever been brought to justice?
Yes, I had him arrested, and he's been in jail.
Good for you.
Hopefully he got out this year.
Good for you.
Well, hopefully he was raped multiple times when he was in the joint.
Hopefully.
That's what I hope.
And what about your mom? How do you get along with her?
It's like an on-and-off relationship. It's not that deeply connected.
Are you angry at her?
You've had some therapy, huh?
No, I didn't have therapy, but I kind of, like, helped myself.
What'd you do?
You kind of help. I don't know. Like I've coached myself through it. I guess I can say.
No.
Yeah. Well, obviously not that well.
Adam says no.
You close yourself off.
I don't blame it on her, but I've helped myself to kind of get through it a little bit.
Well, you've done as good a job as someone is going to do, you know, for someone who's been through what you've been through. But you got to get a little counseling and work on this with somebody else as well,
right?
Yeah,
you can't think canceling is a bad thing either, because there's, you know, I've met some people lately who will sit there and go, "Oh, canceling's a cop out. Canceling is this or whatever." But you know what? Especially in a situation like this, canceling may be your savior.
Talking it out could be the best thing for you.
Rachel, you mentioned a deep connection, and that was the language that I was cluing in on. It's when I said that you probably have had some therapy, and that's all therapy is a deep connection of experiencing yourself in reality. That's it. That's what it is. And if you're really doing that, you should sort of hook back up again to the reality of your sort of emotional, your sexual arousal system, which you're disconnected from now.
Right.
All right.
Now, if I go to counseling and it doesn't help, what do I do?
Well, it has to help.
Well, no, it doesn't have to help.
No, it doesn't. How dare you, Drew?
Who's the doctor here, okay?
It doesn't have to cure, but it will help.
It will. Can you have an orgasm by masturbating? Or can you just not feel it altogether?
No, I don't feel it altogether now.
And how's your boyfriend doing with this?
He's been trying. I mean, he'll sit there for hours and hours and hours on end, and
Damn, girl.
Hey, well, let me just say this. Make sure that no matter what, you let him know that you appreciate the fact that he is trying, okay?
Yeah,
I'm just serious. You gotta let him know that you appreciate he is trying and work it out with him. Obviously, because you have, because you say, you know, he's trying, he's working with you. But the thing is like, because after a while, if there's no results, this guy is going to be going, well, obviously it must be me,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. And you don't want to mess him up.
But the fact that she was at masturbating 412 and sort of actively masturbating, it's like, well, maybe there's even more here going on that meets the eye. And you and I know a victim gets victimized, and maybe something got
crazy.
Maybe she should switch bases, dude. Maybe she should, like,
no,
you know.
No. Adam, I need a break. I just need a break with the intensity of these calls. And I was flipping through one of our resource books here. I came upon a list that you and I compiled about 70s humor we'd like to see return to the small screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, what the hell were we doing?
I don't know, but look, voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
Gorilla suits. Or just gorillas. Amnesia.
Yeah, good gorilla guy. Yeah, guy in the gorilla suit.
Steak on a black eye.
Yeah.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Make mine a double. Evil twin. Same actor, two parts.
How about shattering glass with a high-pitched voice?
That
doesn't exist anymore either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's gone.
Changing opinion midstream, you know, like Larry Tate would always do, just because your customer thinks...
It's called a reversal.
Souffle.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Larry would go, "Stevens, that is the worst idea I ever..." And then the client would come in and go, "I love it. I love it too, Stevens."
White suits, straight jackets, crazy people who think they're Napoleon.
Yeah. Oh, those were simpler times. Butterfly nets you chase them around with.
Pregnancy humor, you know, Fred Flintstone driving away without his wife when she's having the baby.
Oh, yeah. That
bag's already packed and all that kind of stuff. Forget
that whole run to the hospital where you check everything off the list, but you forget your wife, who's very calm. Well, you're
panicking.
Can you
imagine if, like, on Gilligan's Island, if Gilligan knocked up one of the chicks, where would they take her? And could he forget her on the island?
Oh, and listen, there was a very controversial episode where Marianne had an abortion.
What?
Yeah.
Sure, that was one of the porn films you...
Oh, yeah.
She gave birth to a coconut.
What was the porn film
called? That was funny in my mind.
True?
Because coconuts are funny.
You expect the joke to be all lined up waiting for you each time you ask for one?
No, I expect you actually saw a Gilligan's Island porn. You've seen every other spinoff porn.
I have not seen a Gilligan's Island porn.
I can give you one.
Oh, go ahead.
God, what's the name of it?
Gilligan does the, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you see that?
I give up. We're going back to calls.
He's nothing without a script.
Dave is 24.
Hello?
Dave.
Yeah, I'm calling because I moved this girl out from North Carolina that I met online, and she fell totally madly in love with me, and I didn't feel the same way.
Hold on.
What?
Gilligan's semen.
That's it!
All right, that's not bad.
A three-hour...
Well, it's really only a 15-minute film, but it takes 3 hours to get through it because it's that bad. Anyway...
Go ahead.
Want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, she comes out here, right? I get her to start tripping out there because she couldn't make enough money to come out here. And make a long story short, I ended up giving her a bus ticket to come out here because she loved me so much and she wanted to be with me.
Wait, she fell in love with you online?
Yeah.
Didn't you find that rather suspicious?
Isn't that creepy, dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know, but...
I know it works out for some people, but I got to tell you, that just the idea, it's creepy.
The whole concept of wit and a personality is lost on a computer screen, I think.
Well, it's weird. She was so incredibly in love with me. I thought for sure, even if she saw me, she wasn't totally satisfied with what it looked like. She's seen me before on a webcam. She would be interested in me enough to, like, put up with me for a while, and then she would eventually go back home, right?
Are you just
playing with her?
Well, I know, but personally, I think this guy has, like, self-issue problems as far as not, you know, thinking he's good enough. But on the other hand, it's like, dude, I'm sorry, you know, just having some chick fall madly in love with you off the computer and never personally meeting you and, you know, dude, you got to be telling yourself, dude, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, deep down my mind is like, you know.
But here's the deal.
Nut job.
Yeah. He doesn't care. He's going to get laid, see?
I did get laid, by the way.
Right, see?
All right, so.
Greyhound to the rescue, baby.
Okay, well, what happened? She came out.
This is the genius of the male mind. There it is. Pow.
Well, anyway, this is how I figured it. I paid $161 to change somebody's life, to give up their family. It was more like a power trip thing, okay? And then she came out here. I got laid, so I'm figuring, you know, I can take a girl out, you know, take her out for a few nights, and then finally get laid, and after spending several hundred dollars.
So for less than $300, you got some of the best nookie in your life.
I want all the women listening to take notes, because Dave is being abjectly honest about how his brain works.
Exactly. Wow.
And he's diabolical. He's got a little bit of the...
At least he's honest.
But you're honest.
He's very honest.
And women look for that.
And all men have some element of Dave in them. Dave just... When you agree, Adam?
Well, wait, I'm trying to hear the rest of Dave's story.
I think he's got
a crescendo.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Well, he's defending.
Hey, that was a big word for Adam, by the way.
Okay, you want to hear the rest of the story?
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I do.
For 3 days, we pretended to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We totally did not click. And then it just came up one day, and she's just like, you know, I just want to be bed buddies. And I'm like, okay. And it progressively got worse. She started stripping, whatever. And then she's like, do you mind if I see other guys? I'm like, yeah, totally. Go ahead and do it. And
what, are you living together at this point?
Yeah, we're actually still sleeping in the same bed, but we're not having sex.
By the way, she's madly in love with him.
No, that was over. That ended.
That's what I'm saying. It totally vanished. It vanished. It, like, disappeared. Like, the love is gone.
Damn internet relationships.
Yeah.
They never work.
Yeah, exactly. I've been through a few of them.
As soon as the DSL messes up,
you've been through a few of them?
Well, a few, like, online fling things, you know. They never work.
What is your deal with going online to find a woman?
What's
your deal with that?
How do you pull it off, you mean?
Yeah.
How do I pull it off? I think, do you think I have a sexy voice?
No.
I got a hard
voice. Adam's a rogue.
I listen to Adam's voice and my nipples get hard. You don't turn me on.
Okay, but check this out. Like, most girls online are lonely. They're alone. In her case, she lives out in the middle of North Carolina.
So are guys who are online, by the way.
No, they can be just predators.
Yeah. Really? But I'm not.
He's like, you're just agreeing. Go ahead.
But anyways, like, she her life was, like, terrible, right? She just broke up with her boyfriend. She wants me to talk
to. Aren't you
a
savior?
Yeah, I was there to talk to her. But, you know, and she came out here and everything was great. But the thing is that it's really weird for me right now because I know that she doesn't want to be here. I don't want her here. But she's not making good money stripping right now, like $100 a night, whatever, which is really bad for stripping. And
yeah, dude.
Ron makes like three hundo.
I can show him get tipped a big grand like that easily.
Well, what's she look like?
She's really cute, actually. Every girl, you know, this is another stereotype, which is a bunch of, you know what? All the girls I've met online are a lot better looking than I expected. I've never had a bad experience, and I swear.
Okay, so what do you want to do with her now? Get rid of her, or what do you want to do?
I don't know. It's like she still wants to, I logged all of her online conversations when I'm at work, and I was looking today, and she didn't say anything negative about me to her mom or anything. She just said,
wait a minute. You're
she's talking
you're
to her mom about
logging
it.
In on her conversations with other people?
There's message archive on, like, Yahoo.
All right, listen.
Wow.
Listen, you screwed up sociopath.
No doubt.
This guy's a sociopath. Look, if you're not into her, just get rid of her and then get another one and then get another one.
Yeah, because obviously you're really good at fishing.
You really can hurt other people, Dave.
But
well, he's not hurting anyone. She's not interested in him either.
Yeah, but listen, this woman's regardless. Life has been turned upside down. She's now...
Yeah, but she's let herself get turned upside down. One, she's a stripper. People, two, she's, you know...
People participate, I understand, but Dave needs to come to terms with the fact that he affects other people.
Yeah.
But Dr. Drew, like, what should I do? I'm not going to throw her on the street. I'm not that type of person, right?
Is this just about a power?
Are you sure at this point?
No, I swear to God. I mean, if I was that type of person, she would have been on the street already.
Does she have no way to...
Clue.
Does she have no way to support herself?
Other than stripping, no. And she's not. She spends money too much to where she can just go out and get another.
Yeah. Well,
place.
Why didn't she? You move out and she just stays there. And
no
that's
way.
That.
I mean, place, I cannot do that.
Wait a minute. She's not that interested in you either. You're not going to break her heart, are you?
Well, she's just like she was crying the other night, like after we had sex, right?
Well, you just said you were sleeping.
I thought you weren't sleeping together.
No, this is the other night. This is right when
we... Oh, this is a couple nights ago. This isn't tonight.
Yeah. This guy hasn't really even had 24 hours of like, oh, we're not together with the psycho chick anymore, so okay. Let's call Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Like after we had sex, she was crying. Yeah. And sex was terrible. She kept saying, are you done yet, whatever. You know,
Adam, wasn't that said to you?
Yeah, that's my own.
Right.
But anyways, like after we were done, she started crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she's all... I don't want you to, you know, I don't really want to have sex anymore. And she's like, and I don't want you to kick me out because I'm not giving you sex or whatever. And, you know, and she was just like, she, almost like she was doing that to stay here.
Well, she recognizes the only reason why you have her there is the boner.
Don't you think that's sad?
Here's the deal. You make your bed, you sleep in it. You send a bus ticket to some screwball that's halfway across the country.
Like in Dallas.
Out, and now you can't get them out of your house. Good.
Exactly.
Good. You learned a valuable lesson. Yeah. Now
I'll never do it again. Everybody in America, don't do it because it never works out.
Good.
This guy's going to be doing it next week.
He should write a book.
As soon as he gets rid of her, you know he's going to be online doing it again.
Brilliant.
Give her some money, get her set up in another apartment, and get her out of there.
That's right.
You
have a little responsibility here. Belly up. Let's go.
Good. He should be punished with a psychopath in his bed crying.
Yes, he should. Well, listen, I don't know that she's a psychopath. This is what a pathetic situation she's in.
Probably wasn't.
She just rendered desperate.
Here's the sad thing about the internet and about guys and about life in general is the ones who have been through the most have to endure the most. Even though they've already lived this horrible life.
At the hands of the same people, basically, that have been perpetrating this against them their whole life.
Right.
They find more of them their whole life.
Yeah. Right. As if whatever this girl's stepdaddy did to her many years ago wasn't bad enough, she's got to get hooked up with this jackass in modern day and take a bus ticket out. And what is it with that bus ticket anywhere? Anyway, you can fly anywhere in this country for $89 now. You got to take 4 days this country?
Well, our next call when we get back from the break is a 61-year-old bus driver
who has
a passenger who's in love with him. We can ask him about the economics of using the bus.
Well, he's working the city beat, but
it's the uniform.
It's another San Diego. Lots of San Diego
it's
calls.
The bouncing in the seat.
Sick dog. All right. We're going to break. The cast of Not Another Teen Movie is here. Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, and Ron Lester, and we will be back.
Hey, this is Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie, and you're listening to the two smartest people to ever be born, Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Wow. Nice praise. Kyler Lee, Chris Evans, and Ron Lester are all in the studio tonight from Not Another Teen Movie. Comes out in about 14 minutes or so, Friday.
That's right.
Tomorrow, nationwide.
And by the way, Kyler and Chris's lives will never be the same.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is the first big...
It's their first movie.
First film, yeah.
Good luck.
God, you can't sweat on this, can you? Sure you can.
God, sorry.
Chris is so funny.
All right, here we go. This is the bus driver, right, Adam?
Yeah.
And his name is Adam. Adam?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to your program very frequently, and it's very informative. I have a problem.
Hang on, Ron, easy.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead, Adam.
Congratulations on your new movie, by the way, the two guests that you have there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a problem. I have this gal gets on my bus. She's about 16.
Yeah.
She's a junior in high school. And just making conversation with her, you know, I said, you know, how are your academics? What are you going to do after high school? Are you going to go to college? Whatever. And she is, you know, kind of good looking. And I said, you know, you ought to consider a career in modeling. And that way you could make money and still go to school and it would pay for your school. And it's just very general. There's never been any innuendo on my part as far as, you know, let's get together sometime. You know, I've got grandchildren older than this girl. Okay?
All right. So what's the question?
All right. She gives me a note one day. She says, here, read this when you get a chance. And I get to the end of the line. And it was kind of like, hey, thanks a lot for, you know, talking to me and helping me sort things out, blah, blah, blah. So she gets on the bus again, and I thank her. I said, hey, thanks a lot. That was very nice. And we start talking. And about a week later, she gives me another note. And she says, here, read this when you get a chance. So I get to my layover point. I'm reading this note. Now, this note is kind of explicit. I mean, you know, she's like, I'd like you to hold me, you know, hold you in my arms. I'd like to make love to you, blah, blah, you know. And I'm going, wow, where the hell did she come up with this? I mean, I've never even suggested.
Well, here's what happens in people that are not used to having any sort of honest, direct, connected caring, any sort of intimacy of any type. They will eroticize, particularly in this situation, you being an older male, she probably has some issues with that. They'll eroticize overtures that are just normal and friendly. And your job as the all adult is to hold a very firm boundary against her overtures.
Well, not even a blowjob?
Not even that.
No. Listen, I told her, I said, look, we're just friends here, right? I says, let's not get carried away. I talk to you and everything. I said, but I'm old enough to be your grandfather. What the hell is this kid seeing me? And then another thing, like I told your screener, I don't want her building castles in the air and then go home and tell her mom and dad, you know, I'm in love with this man and he doesn't reciprocate or,
well,
you know,
listen,
I mean,
Adam,
I'm in a lot of trouble
Adam, don't worry. There's no dad for her to go home to.
Exactly.
I can assure you of that.
She's got.
And by the way, how old are you?
61.
You are the oldest Adam I've ever met.
Yeah, Adam, it's possible to live to 60 with your name.
You don't see any guys named Adam who are like old bus drivers, do you?
Yeah.
It's an old bus driver. Your name should be Frank or Tony.
Well, I'm Italian, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. My stupid parents screwed me with this Adam. everyone thinks I'm Jewish.
But anyway, you know, I want to know, you know, how do I divest myself of the situation? How do I, keep it under control?
Adam, if you're not tempted, you don't have to do anything. You just keep your hands at 10 and 2 and, you know, mind the road.
It'll be good for her to come up against the boundary, for her to realize that someone can care for her and it not become an erotic encounter.
Okay.
She was probably sexually abused when she was younger. That's sort of typical if somebody has that history.
Oh, brother. I hope not.
All right. Well, good times. Yeah. You just drive.
Thank you.
And
Adam, keep up the good work.
Let her sit back there. Yeah. And God bless you for not doing something weird with her.
That's right.
But, hey, you know what? Think about this, Drew.
Mm.
No, you know, people ask me what my nationality is all the time, and yeah. I tell them Italian, and they're kind of surprised. But if my name was Tony Carolla, everyone would know I was Italian, right?
Everyone.
Right, it'd be a layup. It's a no-brainer.
I thought you were Swedish.
Wait, Adam Carolla. Now everyone's all screwed up.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's just another way your parents screwed you.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm getting.
I thought
back.
He was Swedish with those high cheekbones of his.
Oh,
and
yeah, the light reflection of hair and all. Tiffany, 19.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. How are you?
Good. We got about 2 minutes here.
Okay. I've just got a quick question. Hmm. Me and my friend and my boyfriend had a threesome. And the point is that she said that she didn't remember him being in her, but when she woke up that he was around that area, and because we were all very, very drunk. And then she told me the other day that she was experiencing a little itchiness down there, but I haven't experienced any of it. And, you know, I've hit it a little bit more than she has. And so I was wondering if that could be so.
I'm sorry.
Did anybody follow that?
No,
I followed it.
I did.
Who cares?
No, what she? Yeah,
go ahead.
Who's got it?
Because I mean, I don't know if he or she's got an STD.
You mean you had symptoms that you didn't tell anybody about?
No. She's been boinking this guy more than the other girl has. But the girl that she did the threesome with, all of a sudden is getting kind of itchy. Yeah. Wow, isn't it scary, Adam, that you and I are the only ones who followed
that? Yeah, but I got that part of it, but I also thought she said she had some itchiness she wouldn't tell anybody about.
No. She's been
hitting it.
Sorry.
She's been boning the guy.
Oh.
More than the other girl.
And wonders why she isn't getting something too.
Right. Why doesn't she have it?
I just got a question. Was this your first threesome?
Yes.
How was it?
It was quite interesting, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
With her?
Two chicks in the same bed.
Ron is going to have a very long drive to Vegas.
Because you're into the guy, Tiffany?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Because you're into the guy and you know that's the only way he's going to get with you?
Oh, no, because, I mean, we've been dating for like 4 or 5 months. And, I mean, he's 10 years older than me.
How old are you?
I'm 19. Oh, he's 29.
That son of a bitch.
He's a lucky man.
How old is your friend?
She's 18.
Oh, is she hot?
Yeah.
God. I'm going to beat off to this.
Do you have a video camera?
Actually, we videotaped it.
All right.
Could you send a copy to me and Adam?
Here. All right, well, you know.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Don't.
All right, here's the deal. We're out of time, but condoms. Maybe she just has a yeast infection. Maybe she just has a vaginitis that you haven't contracted, or maybe we got something more going on here. No way we can know.
All right. That's it. Well, take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back to wrap up after this. Well, that is it for another fabulous week of Loveline. I want to thank our guests, Kyler, Chris, and Ron, all from Not Another Teen Movie, coming out Friday. Coming out in about, well, now. Everybody. So go out there.
Can you go see it now?
No.
What?
Right
imagine,
now? Movie now?
Sometime today.
On the East Coast, probably.
Drew, you idiot. Would you shut up? Can you see it now? You wait till it comes out in the morning, then you go see it. All right, I want to thank Producer Ann for doing a great job.
Yeah, we like
Ann
a lot.
Stink all over the show.
Yay.
I want to thank Damien for doing a great job on the phones.
Damien!
Tara. Tara, don't call me Tara. For doing a great job on the phones. And who the hell else am I forgetting here? Oh, yes. Anderson. Engineer Anderson for making it possible for me to sound like I'm sitting right next to Drew. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
And I get them blindfolded. I tried to defecate in their vagina.
No, you don't.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.